Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Put it over their heads. Put it where they can just see it and understand it, you know. And all you're getting, what? Get an understanding, you know. And so he also said something about that I love all people. And God has placed me in a place to, I don't know, just minister to people. And things happen and I don't understand it, but I know it's God. The other day, Pastor, it was a guy came by the house. He's selling solar. The solar stuff, and we were talking to him about all of the solar, and he left the house, and the next day the call comes in from him, and I see his number on the phone, and I wasn't going to answer because I thought maybe he was being a little pushy on trying to sell me the solar system, but I answered the call, and he said, "You got a moment?" And I said, "Well, I'm driving." He said, "It's not about business." He said, "I need to talk." And he said, "When I was there to sell you solar the other day," he said, "I just felt something about you." And he said, I'm at a place right now where I don't know which way to turn. And he began to just start weeping on the phone. He said, "But there was something about you that gave me confidence that I could call you and talk to you." And he said, "You know what? It's not even about solar." He said, "I believe the Lord put you in my life for right now." He was struggling. He had a little baby that had been having seizures since 18 months old. And it had a major seizure that day and couldn't feed himself, couldn't hold the fork, couldn't hold the spoon, couldn't drink, couldn't talk. And it was just getting to him. And I began to just share with him. I didn't have anything. You know, when people call you on the spur of the moment, you can't know what to say. You just have to trust God to give it to you. And God just began to download stuff to me, and I just began to share with him. And he said, "Pastor," he said, "I just don't know." He said, "But I am so glad that I called you." Isn't it strange how God puts people in your life for you to minister to when they're going through? And I didn't have much to say, but sometimes you don't have to have much to say. You just have to have a listening ear. And so I was grateful for that opportunity, and I got off the phone. I called my wife. I said, "Baby, this guy that came to sell us solar, I said, I think this is the company we need to go with." I said, "Because this young man just poured out his heart to me and said it's not all about the solar. And so I know this is not a company that's planning to, you know, rip us off or anything." But I just wanted to share that with you, how God does things in our lives. And we don't know why, but we know that he's able to do the impossible for us. And so it was a blessing for me to just be able to listen and to give him some instruction. The only instructions I could give him was this word. He said, "Everything you need is in this book. The guidance, the directions." He said, I trust God, he said, "but sometimes you have to have someone else that you can talk to, and I understand that." He said, "I feel like I'm the one that everyone comes to me, but who do I go to?" And he's a member of one of the largest churches, Baptist churches, in the Frisco area. I think it's one that Prestonwood or something, he said, "but I can't even get in to talk to our pastor." I'm so glad that you have a pastor that you don't have to stand in line, make an appointment, and fill out an application. He's always available. And that's what the theme is: God's chosen vessel for his purpose and direction. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we're grateful once again for this opportunity that you've afforded us. We pray now that you would speak to my heart, that I might speak to your people words of encouragement through these times in which we're facing. Father, we know that you're the answer to every one of our problems and situations. And Father, we just pray now that you would move by your Spirit. Speak, Holy Spirit. Someone needs to hear you this morning. They're standing at the crossroads, waiting for your instructions and your guidance. Speak like only you can. And we'll be careful to give your name praise and glory because you're worthy. It's in Jesus, Yahushua's name, we do pray. Amen. All right, and I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And I've got a touchy subject this morning, a tricky subject, a smiling subject this morning. What's on the menu? What's on the menu? Amen. Oftentimes we see in our lives that we find ourselves excited about certain things, but we're not so much excited about other things. But God has a way of bringing us to a place that causes us to be content, not so much content, but to be understanding about what he's doing. But you know, this morning when I said, what's on the menu, I thought about this. Jesus said in Luke, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Have you ever heard the phrase, you are what you eat? You are what you eat? Nutritionists and health experts tell us this all the time, but did you know that's the same thing that is true spiritually? And we must be careful this morning that we don't consume or make sure that what we eat aligns with God's word, because we will digest what we ingest. We will digest what we ingest. Proverbs 23 and 7 says, is the biblical version of you are what you eat, for it says, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Someone once said, you are not what you think you are, but what you think you are. You'll get that tonight about 10 o'clock. Let me say it again. You are not what you think you are, but you are what you think you are. Amen. You'll get that tonight. In other words, our spiritual diets are so very important to what we become as Christians. Truly, we are what we become, and we are what we eat. And you are what you eat spiritually. So our tastes are conditioned by our habits and wrong ways of thinking about food. See, think about it. You eat junk food, you produce junk. And what I say by that, you don't have the spiritual energy that's needed to do the things that God has called us to. And so, like eating healthy food, eating healthy promises required more work, and it requires much planning. See, I'm going to show you something. We travel about 70 miles every day to go to work. And we're always, that's one way. And we're always in a hurry to get to work. So we stop and eat fast food. And then we work all day and we get home late at night. And then we pick up something that's fast. But my spirit will not allow me every day to just go with fast food. I've got to stop and prepare something that will bring nourishment to my body. Why? Because God knows what we need to sustain us for the journey that lies ahead. And so that's why he gives us what he gives us. And he shares with us that you are what you eat. So we've got to be careful about what we eat. I think about it every day. My wife sits and she teaches diabetics about how to eat and what to eat and to eat in small portions and don't eat a whole lot of things. There are certain things you need to avoid. You need to avoid a lot of carbohydrates and sugars and things because it all breaks down and elevates your blood sugars. She spends 2 hours with the patient telling them what to eat, only for them to go back home and drink a Pepsi, drink a Coke, eat some donuts, and then report back to her the next day and say, I don't understand why my blood sugar is 357. It's because you're not following the instructions. So what's on your menu today? I highly suggest that you take some time to feed on God's word. It does the body good. It takes eating real food to develop a taste for real food. And we must be patient because old tastes don't diminish and new tastes are not acquired overnight. It's a process. You've got to take time to do those things. And anything worth having in life takes time. Takes time. See, we're Christians, but most Christians are in a hurry. We're like microwaves. We want it quick, fast, and right now. But God wants us sometime to just take time. I looked at your pastor's statement and what he said in the bulletin. Some things are only at a what? Appointed time. But you have to wait for it. Why? Because it'll surely come. In teaching the values of the kingdom of God, Jesus once explained that in our text this morning, we are what we eat. In other words, what our spiritual hunger for, what our spirit most desire for, we will ultimately change for. Yeah. Jesus knew that if we hunger and thirst for wrong things, it would lead us astray. But he said in his word, if we hunger and thirst for righteousness, we shall what? Be filled. Filled with his word, filled with his spirit. His guidance and his direction for our lives. The great king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, had hungered too much for praise. And in the New Testament, Jesus told the story of the rich fool who had hungered too much for pleasure. Because they hungered for the wrong things, they rejected good things and forfeited what God had for their lives. Think about it. God has a purpose for your life. He didn't just create you and bring you here just to suck up oxygen. Each and every one of us are designed with a purpose in mind. And if you don't know God's purpose, the quickest way to find out is to seek him. There's a difference in looking to him and to seek him. Seek him is going after him until you find him. You don't give up, but when you look for something and can't find it, you get frustrated sometimes, and you quit. This is even true in our lives today. We can hunger and desire after the wrong things, and it is also true that we can hunger and thirst after right things. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They shall be filled. I want us to consider this morning, while we look at this text this morning, we see that Jeremiah is speaking this morning the heart of God.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
There were times when I wanted to give up on you, Believed you were there, but I couldn't feel you. Then you stepped back.